IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all around the world, this is IRIB English Radio, and today I have the pleasure to be the host of this episode of Point of View. I am Bita at your service, and with me I have two dear guest speakers, my dear brother Ali. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And my dear brother, Muhammad, assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's my pleasure too to have you in here in this controversial discussion, which I'm really interested in. And so, as you know, we're talking about non-Islamic countries. In non-Islamic countries, there are different methods, but Islamic methods are somehow limited, as you know. For the Islamic education, we lack somehow methods, we lack something, because this is non-Islamic countries, as you know. And the majority of people are not Muslim, so this is so natural. I mean, but the question is that actually, which method are you using? Not only you, but other people in non-Islamic countries. What are they doing about this education? And in this method, where does it come from? Is it a method, or they are trying to actually create a way for this Islamic education?
You see, as we speak in non-Islamic countries, you see, normally the Muslims that are there, they have communities. Mm-hmm. And this community really helps out not only in the Islamic education of the children, but also the cultural in preserving the cultural values of the families there. And these communities really do have a lot of effect in education. Not only the programs they have, but in most cases you would find these communities do also have schools specific for Muslims, right? Although the curriculum and the syllabus is government approved and it comes from somewhere else, it's not necessarily Islamic, the teachers and so on in these Islamic schools, because they're from an Islamic background, they know exactly what to teach, how to teach, and what to avoid teaching, what to teach in a different way. Yeah. All of this is. But in certain communities where this privilege isn't there, where they don't have schools, they have other ways. For example, they implement Sunday schools. Just like how the Christians are trying to preserve their religion through Sunday schools, Muslims, considering the 5 days that the students go to, whatever they learn, it's on their own. Mm-hmm. Mostly their, you know, physics, chemistry, mathematics, the education that is required for their life. But then when it comes to the guidance on Sundays, they normally have Quran and other Islamic education that really kind of reimburses. But is this the way? In my opinion, no. There is a lot more to be done about Islamic education.
Exactly.
The first and the foremost and the most important one is the syllabus and curriculum. The education system itself should become an Islamic one. Yes, these Sunday schools, they do help preserve the culture and values, Islamic values of that child in that society living, especially when we consider that their entire environment is non-Islamic. The culture that they take in from around them is somewhat a culture that is not accepted by Islam, but they do help in Islamic schools, but in the Sunday schools. But when you look at the syllabus itself, the damage that is done through the syllabus, it cannot be reimbursed just by Sunday schools. Things that they learn in social studies, in geography, in history during the week can't be just reimbursed in one day Sunday school with reading Quran. The syllabus itself has to entirely, you know, change.
You, brother, I'm telling you that, okay, for example, imagine that I'm in a non-Islamic country, and for example, I have a child that I want to bring up in another country which is not Muslim. So there should be something, there should be a guideline, there should be a true thing, you know, that I have to go through that just choose to educate that child. So apart from these matters, I have to be sure from the practical part, you know. I know education, for example, is amazing. Education is perfect. The content is perfect. The method is perfect. But how can I be sure about the matter that I'm doing it practically? Can I be sure about that and the thing that my child going through the society and this child actually is answering to this method? You know what? I'm telling you that, let's think in this way that there are good teachers, there are good methods, but how can we be sure that these are good?
Look, while you are living in a non-Muslim country, so you don't have that much options to choose
exactly.
among good system or bad systems. So I think to some extent you have to choose either this one or the other one. I mean, as the brother said, there are some Islamic schools that they have their own method.
Yeah.
And these Islamic schools, again, there are different denominations, different followers of different denominations from different sects. So then you are, as you are living in a country that there is no other Islamic schools, you are obliged to put your kid in that school. So it has its own limitations. So in case you are living there, I think you have to compensate at home through Sunday classes, I don't know, or Sunday schools for your kid, and to compensate for the kind of, I don't know, a desired education, desired Islamic education that you are looking for. But in case you are talking about the system that we have it inside this country, so look, even we do not believe that this system of education that is being practiced here is 100% Islamic.
Yeah,
so
it's
true that we, alhamdulillah, worked on it to some extent last 40 years. So at least we have something which is, I mean, from the viewpoint of presentation of materials and the content production is, to some extent, at least it is pure. I mean, we can claim that in case our kids, our students are studying there, so they will not face, I mean, any, at least cultural and cultural problems. Or,
yeah.
I mean, they will not face some issues which are against the values or the Islamic or, the local values of the country or the nation, right?
Yeah.
So, at least to some, alhamdulillah, we resolve them. But to reach to that final, to that destination that we are actually looking after, that is a quite comprehensive educational system based on Islamic norms and Islamic values. So I think we have a long way to go.
Yeah, actually we have a long way to go. But let me ask you another question. For example, we have different concepts at schools. Or, I don't know, for example, we study mathematics, study chemistry, and so on. But I want to ask you, religion should be a part of it or not?
Should
you know,
what?
Should be a part of it or not, you
mm-hmm.
know? And this is
yeah.
this is a matter, I think. Because, you know, if you are a man of thinking, if you are a man of going through something and mm-hmm. finding your answers, you will go through the biology, you will go through the mathematics. You don't need someone to tell you that, okay, this is Islam and this is so on. You will go through it yourself. And I what I want to tell you is that we have to make the educational system in a way that the student
mm-hmm.
feels the need to go through this topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we shouldn't force her or him. We shouldn't tell her.
Let me answer you with a verse of the Holy Quran.
Mm-hmm.
A verse of the Quran in Surah Al-Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ فَلَهُمِّينَ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ وَزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. So what is the priority of education here? The priority of education, unlike what you said, is not to go through biology, chemistry, math. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
yuzakihim,
first they have to purify themselves, to work on their own selves.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the priority of education.
Second,
when you have purified yourself enough, then you can go towards to learn others. This is because we have two different kinds of knowledges or two different kinds of education that are recommended for us. One is compulsory one is recommended one. As for the compulsory, we have to learn what are our duties from an Islamic perspective, what are our duties in this world. It is an obligation on you.
Yeah.
So it is prior to all other, trainings, right? So you have this priority first. This is not even something that comes later. No, it has to come earlier, sooner. So you have to learn first. So in our country, we have actually devised a system that we have injected, it's a good term. We have put all these Islamic trainings and Islamic education inside their syllabus and curricula.
Yeah.
So I think it is still a good, I think, let's say, one step ahead in comparison to non-Muslim countries because they have omitted at least these religious teachings of theirs. You see, that's why they left everything for the Sundays. Even they never take part or participate in Sunday programs, even in churches or, I don't know, their religious centers. So they left all these education for Sundays,
mm-hmm.
but they don't even pay attention to that,
yeah.
right? But alhamdulillah,
it's kind of like a supplementary education for them.
Yeah. Do you agree with me or no? Did you find your question? I think it's still...
No,
let me take a different perspective in answering your
yeah,
question.
Yeah, I'm all ear.
The issue when we look at, for example, saying should there be religious education in the syllabus, mm-hmm. or should there be any form of religion in the education, is an issue that is kind of paradoxical. Why? Because the definition of religion is unfortunately the a very secular definition that we have in our common layman terms. So when we say religion, we say we refer to the worshiping acts in the mosques, in the synagogues, in the churches, and so on, in the temples, and we define religion to be only that that worshiping act, mm-hmm. and that believing act on God Almighty. We don't understand that Islam as a deen, at least in the Arabic terminology, means way of life, much more than just worship, but how you should act with your parents, how you should act with your colleagues, how you should act with your... In addition to that, it's Islam's and the religion's main goal is to what? As the brother mentioned, yuzakihim, is to purify oneself. You might be the world's best mathematician with the least morality.
Yeah.
You might be, you know...
We have many examples.
Exactly. Yeah, you have many, for example, I think in one of the other programs we mentioned about Newton. Isaac Newton. He was Isaac Newton, as we all know him, one of the inventors or the theory makers of gravity. But his morality, trash.
Zero.
Right?
Yeah.
So God Almighty, when we talk about education, right, we have to understand Islamic religious education is not just is not something other than mathematics, physics, and chemistry.
Yeah.
Rather, it includes, if time permits, I'm going to open this topic, and it's a topic that is very interesting, I think, that is there something called Islamic mathematics? Is there something called Islamic physics? Is there something called Islamic chemistry? And how is it? How do you picture this? Do you mean that, okay, in Islamic physics, you're also going to learn that, you know, for example, when an apple falls from the tree, the gravity is proven, God says there, you know, picture that? It's actually a very interesting topic. When we say that the syllabus itself should be Islamic, we mean that there is something called Islamic physics. Right? We have, and if we're talking about this, I think the major subject that will face, the secular subject that will face big difficulties would be social studies.
There was something really beautiful in your speech that I really appreciate that. And it was that we are actually misunderstanding the meaning of religion and the meaning of Islam. And this is actually the main problem that and the root of the problems that we have with this education system or whatever. And this is religion is lifestyle. And if you think in any other way, it means that you have to go through this topic and search more about that. And, you know, thank you, both brothers, for discussing this matter with me, and I was really kind of you, and I really enjoyed it. And right now, I think, as the gist of our discussion here, we need to actually correct the educational system in many ways. We lack many things, but actually, there is a long way to go. But we have time, we have resources, we have everything to make it better, and I'm sure about that. And we are here, the young generation is here to make it better in any way, especially in Islamic, actually, manners and Islamic educations. Thank you for listening to IRIB English Radio. I wish you enjoy the topic of today. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa
Shining bright, you came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, except that يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها